This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
We don't talk fantasy very often on this show. Kevin and I, of course, big daily gamblers. Don't do a lot of fantasy football, but when we do, we only provide you with the best. This is the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the team at 980. And with that said, we're going to welcome on my guy, Justin Fensterman of FantasyGuru.com and SiriusXM NFL or SiriusXM Fantasy. Justin, first and foremost, man, appreciate you jumping on. Been a fan of yours for a long time, so I'm really excited for this conversation. How are you, my friend? Everything well? The offseason going well?
Yeah, Denton, it's great to be on. It's a great time with fantasy now. Drafts really kick it into high gear. It's been kind of best ball season for the last couple of months, but this is where it gets exciting. Training camps in full form right now. So it's an awesome time to just grab your popcorn and get ready for the 2024 season, man. It's great being with you.
When is the earliest that you have ever had a fantasy draft? Do you ever get it into the month of July, or does it only start for you when once August is on the calendar?
For my redraft leagues, for the most part, I would say it is in August and September. I try to keep it as close to that first week of September as humanly possible. But when it comes to best ball drafts, I've had one in May. I've had one in June, a couple in July. So I feel like I've been drafted the last few months.
What is the difference for those of us that do not are not aware? What's the difference between best ball and just your regular fantasy?
Sure. So best ball is kind of like the on steroids version of a mock draft where you're actually playing out the league. But when you draft the league, it gives you the best of the positions from a scoring standpoint. So your highest scoring couple of running backs in a week will get your high scores, and those scores will count, meaning you don't have to set your lineups in best ball. It's kind of like you set it and forget it. You draft, and then you kind of just wait it out week by week, and that's it. That's why rosters are a little bit deeper, and you want to look to draft backups and handcuffs. But yeah, with best ball, unlike redraft leagues, you don't have to set your lineups every week. They'll just take the highest scores per position of your players.
So how does that impact your philosophy when it comes to building a roster when you have obviously a best ball team and just a regular fantasy team?
Absolutely. So it makes me want to go more aggressively when it comes to, like I said, handcuffing. Instead of investing in, let's say, a running back, I want to invest in a run game. I want to get all the possible running backs that could be in line in case an injury happens to the starter, the listed starter. Same with quarterbacks as well. You want to be able to have a couple of quarterbacks to prevent against injury. That way you're not getting even just 5 to 7 points or even a zero at that position. So that's where, unlike redraft leagues, in one quarterback leagues where I'm just looking for one quarterback, that's it, not really looking to draft a backup. In best ball draft, I'm looking to draft two or three just to protect myself against those injuries, because again, we have no access to our rosters once the draft is over.
Justin Fensterman, my guest here, FantasyGuru.com and SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio Channel 87. You can find him on Twitter at Fancy Sports. He joins us via the BetQL hotline, guest hotline here on the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in. Yeah, Justin, I'm glad you mentioned quarterbacks. I'm curious, how has it changed when it comes to drafting quarterbacks now that over the past, you know, really 2, 3, 4 years, there's been such a heavy priority on having guys on NFL rosters that have the ability to make plays with their legs?
Oh, and you just said it right there, and that's become the big dividing line. Who do you want to invest in, these quarterbacks that are running all over the place or the pocket passers, which has the higher ceiling? And that's going to be the ones that can run. That's why the draft price for guys like Jalen Hurts, Lamar Jackson, for instance, Anthony Richardson, as we'll see regarding he can stay healthy in the coming years as well, as that will continue to rise up. That's what makes these quarterbacks so unique, and all those rushing yardage advances that you can get and have that advantage over the pocket passers, it adds another dimension and a little bit of a higher ceiling when it comes to those quarterbacks. But then you have to pay for those quarterbacks if you want. That's why for someone like me, even though I want quarterbacks that can run, I've had Jalen Hurts and Lamar Jackson before, I'm not out on those pocket passers that you can now get at good and better values because they're being moved down the draft boards a little bit in the last couple of years.
Where do you think guys like Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels are going to fall in a lot of the upcoming drafts this year ahead of the start of the season?
In 12-team leagues, I'm seeing them over the last few weeks in these very competitive leagues. I'm seeing Caleb Williams go in that 10th round area here. With Jaden Daniels, he's going right there in that 9th to 10th round area. So they're both being drafted pretty close together overall. I would say there's about a maybe 12 pick, maybe 8 to 10 pick difference between the two guys. So they're both right around that 10th round mark. So again, good value right there, especially Daniels with his legs too, and you're getting him in the double digit round. So that's the advantage of going after a rookie, but also it has its disadvantages as well, because if they can't really accustom themselves to the league very quickly, then it's going to be a few weeks until you're getting their ceiling production.
So I want to ask about a couple of players, but you know, I'm really curious when it comes to the return game. Now that we are getting this new kick return, how is that going to impact the way that you are drafting defense and special teams, knowing that there will be a potential, hopefully, you know, fingers crossed. I'm a fan of the new rule personally, Justin, but it feels like there will be an opportunity for more kick return touchdowns. How are you using that information to draft this offseason?
I'm still dead, and at the end of the day, outside if I can sneak a top defense in late, like for instance, let's just say I wanted to go after the 49ers and I haven't seen them get overdrafted, which you are in a lot of snake drafts going to see them get overdrafted, then I'll take my opportunity. If not, I'll just try to get one of the projected top 12 defenses or even top 10 defenses, even if it's 7, 8, or 9. That's kind of how I've been, even with the new rules in place. I don't give myself any kind of pressure to overdraft a kicker or a defense. And what's funny, Denton, in a lot of the leagues I play in, they don't even have kickers and defenses anymore. We just have an extra flex spot on offense.
Isn't that fascinating, the way that just kind of almost matriculated itself out of fantasy football? Like, all right, these don't really make an impact here. Go get another wide receiver. Go get another running back.
Absolutely, because you have those weeks where your Justin Tuckers of the world or your top defenses are getting you 30 points, and that makes a difference in the game. So I feel like people feel like from a fairness standpoint, they want to bring it in and bring it back to the position players and adding that extra flex spot like I did in my league. I don't love playing with kickers and defense, but I still acknowledge it, especially and for those playing IDPs as well, which adds another layer to fantasy football. So kickers and defenses aren't out, but then out of all my leagues, I'd say I'm in more leagues that don't have kickers and defenses anymore.
All right, Justin, so I want to get your feel on a couple of players. A lot of these, of course, are going to be wide receivers. You know, a lot of our listeners are involved in either full-point PPRs or half-point PPRs. For a long time, Justin Jefferson has been at the top of a lot of draft boards. Kirk Cousins is gone. J.J. McCarthy and or Sam Darnold is going to be his quarterback. What's your feel on J.J. this year?
So I'm seeing him right now go right in the middle of that first round. I am a little bit worried, but I do want to give him the benefit of the doubt, being as athletic as he is, that that will overcome any of the potential accuracy issues that Sam Darnold might have and J.J. McCarthy, no matter what the decision that they make is. But then that's the problem for me. Am I going to spend a top five pick on a proven receiver, hopefully that could stay healthy, dealt with an injury issue last year, but hopefully that could stay healthy, so there's that. But also not knowing who's going to be throwing him the ball throughout the season, and Sam Darnold's not that accurate, it kind of turns me off to him. So for the most part, I'm out on Justin Jefferson at cost, unless he starts dropping down to the end of the first, early second round area, which I don't see happening.
What about a player or two players like a CeeDee Lamb or Brandon Ayuk, where we know we'll be throwing them the football, but as it stands right now, they haven't been doing a lot of practicing with that quarterback this year due to holdouts?
Yeah, it's very tough, and I've been out on Ayuk ever since the trade request, and that's because, again, we don't know where he's going to be. Is he going to end up in no man's land, like in Carolina, for instance? We don't know at that point. So at cost, you're starting to see him drop a little bit. He's going there just inside the top 30. So if he starts dropping to the fourth round, then I can take a little bit of a risk on him. Still a skilled receiver. I have not yet. When it comes to CeeDee Lamb, I invested in him before the contract wavelengths were different between him and the Cowboys and all that started. So I'm already invested in. I'm thinking a deal is going to get done because of how awesome he is. But yeah, do you want to draft this guy number one overall at this point? No, I'm not doing that.
All right, would it be safe to say that Tyreek Hill is going to be the first wide receiver taken in a lot of drafts this year?
I would say before CeeDee Lamb and that whole situation, no. Now I'm starting to feel like he is, because you can look at CeeDee Lamb, you can look at Hill. You can also look at Ja'Marr Chase. You have an argument for all three wide receivers. So as of this moment now, because of the Lamb conversation that we just brought up, I'd have to say you're going to be seeing more Tyreek Hill. That whole situation in Dallas gets resolved, CeeDee Lamb is going to be taken far more early on than Tyreek Hill when it comes to who you're prioritizing.
Justin, I like to think of myself as a glass half full kind of guy, but every now and then I am a glass half empty. So we've talked a lot about wide receivers. Is there anyone that you're staying away from, saying, outside of Brandon Ayuk, which you gave me, but is there anyone we look at and say, a lot of people are high on him, I'm not?
So here's one I'm staying away from, and that's Marvin Harrison Jr., a very good talent and someone who could be in the conversation in the next few years for a top overall pick. This year, though, considering he's going just outside the first round, and if you're in 14-team league, you're going to have to pay a first-round pick potentially for Marvin Harrison Jr. I just don't want to pay that cost right now. Some trust issues I have with Kyler Murray, health issues also attached to him too. So I'm kind of in a wait-and-see mode, and when I play DFS, yes, when I invest in him from a wagering standpoint early on, if I see low props, absolutely. From a season-long standpoint for a first-round pick, I'm excited to watch him, but I'm going to be sitting there with my popcorn, and I'm not going to be drafting him in the first round.
Who would you take at your quarterback? Let's just say you drafted two good wide receivers. You're in round number three, and just about everybody is still on the board. Who's your first pick at quarterback in a new league?
I mean, I would have to say it would probably end up being Josh Allen for me still, because of what he could do with his legs as well. Hurts would be right there, but probably Josh Allen for me. Although, I'll say this, Den, I'm not going to be someone that has Josh Allen, because, again, I love that 6th to 10th round area of quarterbacks that are going. So if it were everybody on the board and I was feeling it, Josh Allen would be my guy. I find myself, though, picking most of my quarterbacks outside of Superflex leagues in that 6th round area through 10.
Justin Fensterman here with us, FantasyGuru.com, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports, Channel 87. You can find him on Twitter, at Fancy Sports. Justin, what's the current value of running backs nowadays in fantasy football?
So it's interesting because there's a drop-off because we don't have as many three-down solidified backs anymore. We're talking about more split backfields. So you have your top guys like Christian McCaffrey has been going number one. Everybody excited about Bijan Robinson and Breece Hall. But then after that, you got Jonathan Taylor hanging in there. Then there's a lot of questions after that. So I feel like, Denton, in the last year or two, wide receivers are starting to be more accepted as first-round, second-round picks. I feel like there were so many years in the 2010s where it was, you have to draft three stud running backs in your first four or five rounds. That pressure is not there anymore. So we're seeing wide receivers go early. So besides those first few that I mentioned, you might be able to get some of the stud running backs, even like a Derrick Henry, let's just say, or a Pacheco in the third round because of that.
How superstitious are you when it comes to your drafting habits? Like, are you going to bars? Do you have a setup at your home? Like, where are you when it comes to superstition as it relates to drafting?
So when I'm in a snake draft, first of all, I love drafting from home. Drafts and auctions, I prefer to just be in my own ozone at that point, focusing completely. But if I'm in a snake draft, what I'll do to kind of keep the juices flowing and my mind racing a little bit, I'll listen to Blink-182's Enema of the State album, which is, in my opinion, one of the greatest albums of all time, front to back, start to finish, and that normally keeps my mind flowing at a very nice level. So that's a normal routine right there when I'm in snake traps.
What's the worst punishment that you have either had to fulfill or that has ever been associated with a league that you are in?
All right, so I won't say the name, but someone who we have worked with, because we have worked together in Radio Galaxies far, far away before Denton. So someone we worked with came in last place in their league, and they had to go take the SATs. And they actually, this person actually went to a high school, registered, and took the SATs, and the proxies were so mad at him, because here you have these juniors and seniors who are freaking out about their futures, and this guy, probably at this point in his late 20s, maybe early 30s, comes rolling in, doesn't care, but has to take the test.
did he at least get a reputable score? Like, did you even care about the score at that point?
So, I mean, I want to know all the details, then, because of what we do. We're always looking for all the info. So I want to know the score. I'll have to ask this person again, but I wish I knew that score. To me, that's the worst punishment, especially if the SATs nowadays, they're multiple days. So that's 2 days worth of time that you have to waste on a test that means nothing to you.
I'd rather sit in Waffle House for 24 hours. If you're giving me 2 days of the SATs, hated them when I was in high school, don't like them anymore now, I'd just sit in Waffle House and shove waffles in my mouth to try and get out of it.
Yeah, with the smothered and covered hash browns, of course. That's my favorite combo at Waffle House.
Justin, greatly appreciate it, my friend. Always good to hear from you. Let's do it again soon, all right?
Thank you so much for having me, Denton.
That is Justin Fensterman, fantasyguru.com, and you can hear him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports. Find him on Twitter at Fancy Sports. He was good enough to join us via our BetQL guest hotline. Any sort of fantasy football coverage that we have is presented by T-Mobile. You can switch to T-Mobile, and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.